All right, episode 103. We're back, Rob.
We're back.
We should just change the name of the podcast to We're Back, Rob.
We're back, Rob.
How about that?
That's I'm okay with that.
I only imagine people binging this, listening episode after episode for hours. And they hear the same sort of spiel at the beginning of every episode. However, we don't do it every, you know what I mean? Like we only do this once a day, right?
So right.
It's new to us, but, anyway, we're back. 103. As you said, V103.
I know. I did drop a V103 reference.
Yeah. Last pod. Do you have any V103 stories?
V103 was for those who don't remember or know, was, long standing Atlanta radio station.
Is it not a radio station anymore? I wouldn't know. I don't know
because I don't listen to terrestrial radio any longer. But it was kind of the R&B
sort of. And popular hits and stuff.
And pop hits and stuff.
I feel like it was Ryan Cameron. Wasn't he the famous DJ on V103? Well, you would know him because he's also the Hawks announcer. Or he was for quite a number of years. 4-3! That whole, like, as my voice cracks, remember? You know, like, Mookie for three, or, you know. Anyway, again, fact check us, people. Maybe we're totally
I don't know the V103. I would be surprised if it still existed, only because radio stations change all the time.
They do.
I'm all serious. XM.
Yeah.
Radio.
Yeah.
That's all I do.
I used to only listen to talk radio in the car. Sports talk.
Yeah.
I would listen to sports talk, like constant sports talk. And my commute, I'm blessed in that my commute is not very long. So I'd pop into some sports talk, get some Falcons thing, get some national sports talk, you know, and then poof, I'm out, you know. Now I don't, I got a new car. So I've got a good radio that just magically connects to my phone. And now I just listen to it's interesting, actually. Whatever I'm listening to in my office, when I leave and get in my car, it's now playing in my
Spotify.
Car. Yeah, exactly.
You just get through Spotify.
Yeah, it's transitional.
Well, I still have in my car iTunes plays.
Do you have a dongle? Do you like plug something in?
No. Okay. No. It's all Bluetooth. But iTunes plays, and I'm not even joking you. I don't know how many songs are in that library. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, I've got
who still knows where it is? My phone does.
Yeah. Every once in a while, my Spotify will not connect, and it'll be like, oh, track one of 7,280. And I'm like, are those songs
on
my phone?
It's all songs on your phone. I think
that's
the
crazy.
Cloud just got somehow took over iTunes, and it's there.
I used to do Apple Music, but then my family switched to, you know, is long time Spotify. And they're so entrenched, they will not leave it, you know.
Yeah, I like Spotify.
It's fine.
I'm good with Spotify.
Yeah, you know, a lot of my favorite albums are not on there. You know, they're still to this day. I mean, artists drop out. Or, I had noticed I was rocking Van Halen the other day, and the newer David Lee Roth, or whatever, whichever, when they got back together.
Yeah.
That one with Tattoo and all those other conspicuously absent. Not you know, so there's little things like that.
I'm
like,
okay with that.
I mean, it's not a great album. It's not a great album.
If you're gonna lose one from the catalog, that's the one to lose.
For sure. But I guess, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm pro artist, like pay the artist. I mean, I just bought a record for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Just not because I'm gonna listen to the record, but because hey, like throw some artists a couple bucks. You know what I mean? Go buy a ticket to a concert.
I'll buy the merch. I'll buy the concert ticket or whatever. But I only listen to. I mean, on my commute here and home, I listen to Howard Stern.
Yeah, you're a Stern guy. You're a Stern guy. Now, and he only does three
Monday,
episodes?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do they play Thursday, Friday? Just greatest
repeats
hits?
Of
Monday
the earlier days in the week. But they'll kind of chop them up and segment them out. But then there's also like the there's the after show.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of stuff.
How long?
Sternthology.
Whoa.
There's all kinds
of
stuff.
Like going deep, like back into the archives?
It Sternthology goes back into the archives, but it also plays their take on what happened in the morning. It's reactions to the morning show.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing.
Gotcha. So, now, how long is each one of those episodes that he records?
I don't know what time it's. I think they're 3 hours.
Okay.
I think they're either 3 or 4 hours.
Okay. All right.
I mean, he's on for a good long while. He did a Paul Simon interview the other day that was amazing.
Well, I mean, you and I both agree that he's one of the greatest interviewers.
Arguably the best.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's as I'm fumbling over my own words here, Barbara Walters used to get, by the end, kind of, joked upon on how she'd make everybody cry.
Right.
Right. And it was able to extract,
you
know, information from people and able to go and ask people sensitive questions, right? There's kind of a correlation there with Stern, and you're far more the aficionado than I am in this regard. But he's able to get people to share things and really go deep, I feel like, in a lot of his interviews. So, and he's fun. He's uplifting and jovial and, you know, but then can be super serious and BS kind of approach.
He is still as disgusting as ever.
I know, which is so bizarre.
It's so great. The dichotomy of like, fart jokes is like rated G. I mean, he goes.
But
you have that, and then you have the most insightful 2-hour interview with Bruce Springsteen in studio, and it's like it attracts every boyish sensibility, but then also intellectual. I mean, it's kind of all over.
Well,
his book is great too. His book of interviews is great, which of course, like, it's the best interviews ever. But it's called Howard Stern Comes Again.
Okay.
Of course, it is.
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's interesting that he's never really grown out of Fart Man and all that sort of just unbelievably inappropriate humor. You know, like, you think you'd kind of age a little bit and sort of chill out on playing fart noises. You know what I mean? Like, but those two worlds live together. So, interesting character. The only book I did read Private Parts a million years ago. Yeah. I think a lot of people did.
The movie was pretty good. Parts of the movie was pretty good.
I mean, God, I haven't seen that.
It was pretty good. I mean, if you're a Stern fan, it's pretty good.
It
holds up.
So, all right. Well, wow. Well, there's a little 5 minutes on radio. We weren't going to jump on and talk about it, but V103 led us down that path. However, I think today's topic does kind of dovetail into radio musical artists.
It does.
You know, and
first, let me say Baba Booey.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
I got to drop one.
Just to finish this.
I got
to
drop one.
Just to punctuate the Stern talk.
Somebody will hear it somewhere and laugh.
Yeah. Well, we'll put this on our website. And then someone will end up searching for Baba Booey. And
there you go.
You know, it's going to be magical. So, but speaking of magical, all the rage, all the news, we can't get away from it. It doesn't matter what corner of the internet you're on, what your hobbies are, what you're interested in. Taylor Swift has permeated all aspects of human life on the entire planet, right? I am far from a Swiftie. Definitely not a Swiftie. No knock on Swift. I mean, love what you love, just not personally my jam, as anybody who's listening to this podcast probably knows. But the worlds collided, obviously, with Taylor Swift jumping into one of my personal hobbies, which is watching NFL football.
Yeah. Right?
And, I was sitting there watching on Sunday, and she obviously went to the Kansas City Chiefs game and evidently is dating Travis Kelce, the tight end for the Chiefs, right? Exactly. But isn't that kind of the
fun?
That's
how it appears.
Yeah.
Right. Of course.
And it was like, hey, are we going to watch any football, or are we just going to keep cutting to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's
box
mom?
And his mom.
Yeah. Then we're going to watch players waving up. Yeah. It is.
She totally owned.
Yeah.
She totally owned the game.
Yeah, who cares about what the final score was?
No,
I mean, it's all about Taylor up there cheering and whatnot, right? So, but it leads us to, you read an interesting snippet today or article or whatever you want to, about how it's not only, it's brands and things now.
Yeah, and there's a few different, I think a few different points in her career to date that have been pretty interesting and the effect that they've caused in business and brands and things like that. Yeah, so I guess she's at the game, and somebody snapped a picture of her, right, and wrote the comment. Okay. Apparently, it appears as though she's eating a chicken tender, and ketchup, and seemingly ranch.
Seemingly ranch.
Yeah, was the quote.
Okay. We know a lot about chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders are huge right now.
Yeah. Well, we know. Well, we work on a lot.
We work on a lot of them. But I mean, they are infiltrating the internet. Dare I say.
Okay, but we're dipping our tenders in ketchup and seemingly ranch.
That was the comment on the picture that somebody posted on the internet.
That now has like 12 million likes.
Oh yeah.
Probably.
Well, and we're on Wednesday now, and Heinz has already come out. So Heinz is the official provider of all the condiments.
Okay.
In Kansas City, right?
At Arrowhead.
At Arrowhead. So, but they came out today. I mean, and it's all over CNN and all over everywhere.
It's you can't get away from Swifties.
Yeah. And they have announced they are releasing 100 bottles of Seemingly Ranch.
Okay.
That they're branding Seemingly Ranch in honor of Taylor Swift.
Wow.
And I think they're going to do a contest. You can register to win them or whatever else.
How long until one of those things hits eBay?
As the first person wins.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same day, right? Same day it comes out, right?
But it's just amazing to me that, you know, obviously backed by Swift's popularity, that a brand in this day and age, and it's great. I mean, this is what sort of digital and all these things have allowed us to do, that a brand can react
so quickly
like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And
well, we joke about moving at the speed of business, and here you are.
Yeah.
Giant, giant packaged goods company.
And just and the PR alone out of just doing, I mean, it costs them nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
And the PR alone that they will get out of that is incredible. Not only the PR that they'll get, but Swift, if Swifty points her army at you,
oh my word,
you better look out.
Yeah,
or embrace it, depending on where you fall. But I mean, you've got to figure that out of her. However, I mean, I don't know how many millions or tens of millions of fans she has, but
she has all the fans.
Yeah. Well, they all eat Heinz ketchup starting like today.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Hunt's.
Yeah.
No,
we're dead here.
Hunt's is dead.
Well, we've done a previous pod about the power of celebrity endorsement and is it worth it and stuff like that. And I think part of, not to sum up a podcast in 5 seconds, but part of it is it's got to be the right person, right? And not to dovetail off of Taylor Swift, but the guy that started Rick and Morty, I know you're not a big cartoon guy, but Justin Roiland, right? Super successful writer, Adult Swim, created a show, multiples, he had his Dave Chappelle moment, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we're doing this little cartoon and all of a sudden blew up. We got a 10-year subscription. I totally freaked out. I don't know how to write it anymore. You know what I mean? Like had the whole, anyway, super, super popular franchise. I mean, you're a bad person. Oh, you're running around. You're touching. I bet he's doing bad things.
Okay.
Like, you're out. You know what I mean? So all these brands that had tied on to Adult Swim and this and that, it's like, what do we do? And then also, oh my God, we sunk like tens of $100 million into this thing to make more cartoons, now they're in the news because that season's coming back again. And the big news is obviously he's not part of it.
Yeah.
Right? And he also did the voices, right? So everyone's like, oh my God, we got to listen. Does he sound the same to the character? You know, things like that, right? So you got to get the right person, but by all accounts, I mean, Swift is the right person for anything.
If you look at her history, or at least as much as we know about it, she's kind of bulletproof.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a reliable celebrity endorsement.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's
all for empowering young women, which we're all for.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
You can't go wrong there. Yeah. She then did that whole thing where Scooter Braun sold her catalog.
Yeah. I was about to say the only kerfuffle might be this business aspect, but I wouldn't consider it a kerfuffle at all.
It's not a kerfuffle at all.
Because everyone agrees with, hey, you wrote those songs. Those should be yours.
And you know what she did? And I don't understand why other artists don't do it. She just went out and re-recorded all of them and released her own version of them.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which is and there are a lot of smarter people than I am about, but like,
how can you do that?
Why haven't other artists done that? And I guess it has to do with owning the publishing maybe versus owning the lyrics versus owning
the publishing.
The publishing, or I don't know. There's some nuance that allowed her to do it. Anyway, great. That's women's empowerment. I'm taking back what's mine.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And again, we can all support
Let me write
that.
A song about it, by the way.
Yeah. And everyone's seen the ticket sales alone to this last tour are insane.
Yeah.
And it's literally just...
She broke Ticketmaster. I mean, she might be the one that created Congress to make
She was both of my daughter's first concerts.
Okay.
And I'm going years back.
Yeah.
And now it's like, this was my my stepdaughter's first concert.
Okay.
And we got her tickets to this last one. And the video is just her. I mean, as soon as Taylor Swift comes on stage, my wife points the camera at her, and it's, I mean,
buckets of tears.
Beatles, Beatles meltdown.
Oh my God.
I mean, and it's just, which again, we can all celebrate happiness.
Absolutely.
And music and whatever else.
Yeah.
And then also too, back to business for a second. I mean, even by proxy, Kelsey's jersey.
Yeah.
Overnight. I think it was a 400%
increase. 400%
increase
is what they said.
And not only his jersey, but whatever jacket he was wearing, some weird or unique outfit when he was – there was a video of him walking – when they were leaving together.
Okay, pre-game, post-game, something?
Post-game. Post-game, we're leaving together to go get in his convertible.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, the guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That jacket apparently
– okay.
Sold out.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't realize there was video because I did see day of Sunday – I did see a tremendous volume on the internet of people thinking that she was hiding in some type of popcorn machine to get out of. Did you see this too?
I did.
Get out of the stadium. It's Taylor Swift in the. And I'm like, what has happened?
What
is happening right now on the internet?
When they
this is unbelievable.
During the tour, the Eras tour, she would oftentimes they would put her in a gear case. to get her
to wheel her out,
to wheel her out or whatever. And people, and then that was the whole thing. You had to spot her. Oh my God, she's in there. She's in. So so people naturally were like, oh, she's in the popcorn machine.
Yeah. It down in the tunnel system of Arrowhead or whatever. Yeah. So weird.
No, but there's video of her and Kelsey leaving together.
Okay.
And then they went and got in his, I know how we all know way too much about this.
I don't want to know this stuff. This isn't important to me.
So they left in the convertible.
Yeah.
So that everyone, not in the blacked out SUV,
everyone
open now. Top. Yeah. He's no dummy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now he'll have a song written about him in, 6 months or a year.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. Something about tight ends, I would assume.
For better or worse.
Yeah. There's a tight end joke in there somewhere. But the power of Taylor, you know what I mean? It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, from a business perspective and from a marketing perspective, from a brand perspective, it really is absolutely unbelievable. You know,
I would say, I said this yesterday. I think she's the most famous person in the world right now.
She could be.
I mean,
arguably she could be. Yeah.
I mean, you have others like Zelensky and people, people like that on Putin and people that are world leaders, or something, right? Yeah. You could obviously put them in the tier one, but I think she might be a tier one, dude. I think she's a tier one.
Yeah, I mean, what are all the late
she's
night?
She's my tier one.
Remember when Jay Leno used to do jaywalking and it was, who's the president of the United States? And half the people here don't even know, you know what I mean? Like, I would say Western Europe, South Africa, Australia, she's got to be. She's tier one, man. She's tier one for sure. So, I had made the joke: is she this generation's, Michael Jackson?
Absolutely.
Right. And I think
she's the Beatles.
Yeah. 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 Unbelievable. How old is she? I don't even know. She's young,
that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean,
let's put it this way: there are many more albums left to come. If that's what she wants to do. You know what I mean? If she wants to keep writing and performing,
I don't
and doing
see the
things,
Taylor train so. Stopping anytime soon, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Good for you. I mean,
she writes great songs.
I respect the Taylor train. I'm all for it. Just like, I respect Madonna. Like, am I a huge Madonna fan? Absolutely not. I do respect Wow or U2, for example. Like, you started this way.
Yeah.
Then you have evolved. You've changed. I mean, think about, Like a Virgin to like Ollie G and that Ray of Light. Like, I mean, Madonna has, and she writes all her songs and blah, 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 all that good stuff, right? It's like mad respect. I'm not running out to buy Madonna's
albums.
I think the
commonality there is authentic. She writes her own stuff. All of these people we're talking about, right? I mean, it's not like every other pop star.
Yeah.
Where it's, oh no, you got the songs from somebody and you're recording somebody else's songs and whatever else.
Yeah.
So.
Or I think, I mean, there's an industry, I mean, of just, we just write songs and we sell them off to artists.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, there's a lot of that.
Yeah.
It happens in country music a lot.
Yeah. It seems like that's a Nashville thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's so good on Heinz for,
yeah. It's a great, quick move by their marketing team. Hey, like, and again, no, like little effort, like great idea, little effort.
Yeah. And you'll get maximum.
Huge reward.
Yeah. Maximum bang for that
huge
one.
Huge reward.
Sure. So. Any other tidbits you'd like to leave us about Taylor Swift before we sign off for the day? I have no Taylor Swift tidbits.
I don't. I mean, that's really all I got.
Okay.
That's really all I got.
Yeah.
But I look forward to what she does next.
Ooh.
Oh, let's make a prediction.
Okay.
All right. Kelsey, what's the
what's the over under on how long they stay together?
How long they stay together?
I mean, I don't know really much about her personal life. I don't know. I think that Kelsey years ago had a dating show of his own, and he's an NFL guy, not dissimilar to like a Gronk of the world. That kind of it's hey, we're having fun. We're living our best life, which is good for you.
We transcended NFL into pop culture.
Yeah, and good for him. He does a lot of commercials, like a lot of the. Guys that feel very comfortable, being self-effacing, you know what I mean?
Well, the Mannings are kind of like that.
Yeah, exactly, so I am going to say, this is a tough one. I think it's going to be less than a year. I don't think they're going over a year. You know, so, I mean, are we saying this time, 2024? I mean, summer 2024, it's done with? Before summer 2024?
I think it's more of a flash in the pan.
Okay.
I think.
We're done by the end of the year.
I think.
What are we talking,
Well, you got the holidays right around the corner.
Yeah.
Are they going to ramp up for the holidays or not? I think they do. I think they ramp up. I think they ride this thing through the holidays, but I say come springtime.
Springtime.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say around April 17th.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's a very specific date that I'm familiar with. Also in a great song lyric, right?
Sublime.
Is it in a Sublime
song? It's in Sublime.
Whoa, I didn't know that. No, yeah. I was thinking about A Love Extreme, our guy Benji Hughes.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, there's a song called.
Yeah,
isn't it called?
I don't know if that's the name of the song, but yeah. I know it's a part of the song.
I think it's in the Sublime song about the riots.
Okay.
I think somebody fact check me, but I'm pretty sure it is.
I think like it's April 24th.
Maybe it is April 20th, 1992.
So I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway.
Let's go rock some Sublime after this.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Well, where can people find us and chat us up and discourse about Swifties?
At the next Taylor Swift concert, of course. We'll be there.
Yeah. Front row.
No, you can find us at mocktheagency.com, of course, and then on all the socials as well at mocktheagency.
All right.
And go Taylor. That's it.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.